الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We seek for refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. We're still in the hijrah, the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the most important event in the Islamic history. And today, inshallah, we're going to summarize the important events happened, and also we're going to talk about the lessons that have been taken out of this major event in Islam. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate from Mecca to Medina after facing all these difficulties and obstacles from the disbelievers of Quraysh to spread the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he tried several attempts to seek other ways outside Mecca, but all failed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that message to start from a certain point, which is in Medina, which is Yathrib. It used to be called Yathrib, but now it's in Medina. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met a group of six from there. They went to tell their groups and then came back again. And then had the bleach of Aqaba 1 and Aqaba 2. And when Mus'ab ibn Umayr went with the second group and spread the message throughout Medina. And the Medina was like the base for spreading the message of Islam from there. And many of the Medina inhabitants, Aus and Khazraj, together two tribes who was fighting each other, became closer to each other along with the Islam. Islam was the reason for that. And they came to pledge for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they're going to support him and to protect him as they protect their husband, their wives and their children. And so this was a safe place for the Muslim to immigrate. Before, the Muslims immigrated to Al-Habasha, but this Yathrib was closer to Mecca. So many of the Muslims in Mecca migrated from Mecca to Medina. And most of the Muslims, they already moved there to Mecca, to Medina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the permission to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate. And that happened when the Quraysh disbelievers gathered together to kill the Prophet on the spot, in that night, to assassinate him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the permission to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate. And he informed Abu Bakr to prepare for the hijrah together. And Abu Bakr was happy. And he was crying from happiness that he's going to join the Prophet for that journey. He's going to be with the Prophet for almost 12 days. And the migrated night from the house of Abu Bakr. After he left, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Ali ibn Abi Talib in his bed until the Quraysh believed that somebody sleeping there must be Muhammad. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out between them, and even they were standing ready to kill him as soon as he comes out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them not to see him, And even he put dust on top of the head of each one of them as he's moving out. And the, when they discovered that, it was too late for at least Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr moved out from Mecca toward Ghar al-Thawr. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he went out from Mecca, he looked back and he said that he loved Mecca more than any place else, but he would not leave only because the disbelievers forced him to leave. So he did not want to leave because he knew that this Mecca is the most beloved place on earth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Bayt al-Haram, al-Kaaba. So he left to with Abu Bakr to Ghar al-Thawr, and the disbelievers went out seeking him everywhere, looking for him before he go out away to spread the message and to destroy their wealth financially and prestige wise. So Prophet Muhammad prepared for that journey with Abu Bakr to stay in Ghar al-Thawr for 3 nights until the looking for him slowed down, and he had arrangement for guides to guide him through the desert to go away from the normal routes. And he went away in a way that nobody can, or hardly roads that hardly used. And along the way, after moving out from Mecca, walking in the desert, he met, went to the Umm Ma'bad. Umm Ma'bad, that's a lady with her husband sitting in the edge of the roads to sell goods and to earn a living like cafeteria along the way. And they asked her for food. At that time, that year was like a famine, no food, nothing. And he asked her even to milk any of the sheep. Only one sheep was weak and did not go with the rest of the sheep because of weakness. And Prophet Muhammad had a miracle at this time that when he asked Umm Ma'bad for permission to milk the sheep, he just put his hands on in the sheep and he said Bismillah, and here the sheep was milking and even more than ever. He milked the sheep and he gave Umm Ma'bad to drink and gave his companions to drink, and also milked the sheep again and left the milk with Umm Ma'bad. And Umm Ma'bad later she met the Prophet in Medina, and her life changed completely. The blessed, he called him the blessed man, because that sheep was the history saying that it was kept on milking day and night until the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab. This was a miracle. And the life of Umm Ma'bad and her family changed also to a very, very prosperous. And after leaving Umm Ma'bad along the way, another incident, important incident happened, that Suraqah ibn Malik was looking for the Prophet for the sake of getting that 100 camels that the disbelievers offer for anyone to catch the Prophet and Umar Abu Bakr, you will get 100 camels. So everybody was looking around to find him, to get him dead or alive, and to get that 100 camels. So Abu Suraqah, Suraqah ibn Malik, when he learned that the Prophet in that specific place, he went, he took his horse, and he went there. As he approached the Prophet and Abu Bakr, the horse will fall, the front foot will fall, and he tried several times, and he realized that that the Prophet and Abu Bakr protected, he's not going to harm them. So Suraqah ibn Malik changed from someone to come to hurt and to capture the Prophet and Abu Bakr to someone to protect the Prophet, and even offered him to take this as an indication. Take this, you're going to, along the way, you're going to find my camels and my sheep and take from them whatever you want, and what you're going to give for me, and as a protection in the future, because you know that this is the matter of the Prophet is going to come and he's going to be the victorious. And so he asked him for a written statement for him. So Fuhaira wrote a statement about that Suraqah at one day going to get the crown of Kisra, the king of Persia. Suraqa going to get that crown and he's going to wear it. So you could imagine some Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr escaping, hiding in the desert, and he's promising someone that he's going to wear the crown of Kisra. The Kisra at that time in Persia was the two superpower. Kisra and Rome was just two superpower in, at that time in the world. And Prophet Muhammad was promising Suraqa that he's going to wear that. And to just to Abu Suraqa Malik, later he became a Muslim. And the, in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the, when the Muslims went into Persia and he even he got the crown of Kisra, and when the crown came back to al-Madinah, Umar ibn al-Khattab called for Suraqa to wear it and even to walk around the Medina and testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the truth about that incident when he was immigrating and he Suraqa wore the crown of the Kisra. So and when you look at the consequences of the Hijrah, you will find it that in purpose all that happened it happened. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go in from Mecca to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to the heavens on al-Buraq, and the and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done that to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, but that was not the case because that was a real start for how to face the life situation as is. Not everything will be just done by miracles. No, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared for the Hijrah, for the immigration, very well, and he put all the measurements to hide and to escape from the disbelievers. He's just by himself and Abu Bakr, and disbeliever was like the, have the might, have the power, have the weapons, had all the means to capture him and to kill him at any time. And it happened several times that he was just between them and him, just seconds away. And the, look at what he, when he was at the Ghar al-Thawr. Ghar al-Thawr, Abu Bakr was telling the Prophet that if you just look under the knee, they will see us. And Prophet Muhammad was telling Abu Bakr, what you think of two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the third. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them and saved them from the disbelievers. And also another incident that when Suraqa ibn Malik was going to capture them to get that 100 camels. And instead of getting 100 camels, he, from an enemy, he became a friend and protector. And he protected them. And even, not only that, when the Prophet left from Suraqa, Suraqa told that story. And that story of what happened between the Prophet and Suraqa became like the news everywhere. And when Abu Jahl heard that from that Suraqa said what he said, he sent poets to tell the tribe of Suraqa to keep Suraqa silent because of what is going to happen is going to hurt the tribe itself. And then Suraqa himself was responding. So Abu Jahl was telling them, Bani Madlaj, Inni akhafu safihukum Suraqata mustaghwin li nasr Muhammad, alaykum bihi alla yufarraq jam'ukum fa yasbahu shatta bayna azl wa sudan. He was telling them that you are in good shape now. If you keep letting Suraqa to talk what he's talking, you're going to lose your prestige, whatever you have. But Suraqa responded back to Abu Jahl and told him, Aba Hakam, wallahi law kuntu shahidan la amri jawadi istasuq qawaimu, alimtu wa lam tushakkik ba anna Muhammad rasulun wa burhanu fa man da yuqawimu. Alayka fakuffu alqawm anni fa innani ara amruhu yawman satabdu ma'alimu. فأمر تود الناس فيه بأسرهم بأن جميع الناس طر مسلمة. Suraqa was telling Abu Jahl, you know that Prophet Muhammad is truthful and he's going to, his matter going to come out and he's going to his Islam will come. So he's, because Abu Jahl himself How many times the Prophet Muhammad had incident as Americans, even against Abu Jahl, and still Abu Jahl was rebellious and was fighting these facts that even well known to everybody that Prophet Muhammad was truthful. So the enemy became a friend. Not only that, along the way, the people, even thieves, along the way to, during the Hijrah, they became Muslims, and they migrated back to Medina after that. So along the way, this 10-12 days of the Hijrah was all with indications and real life circumstances between people along the way that who either miracles happened along the way to them, or they supported the Prophet and they joined the Prophet later. So for this, all this incident along the way showed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had that to happen exactly that way, not just once the Buraq will take the Prophet from Mecca to Medina and that's it, will protect the Prophet and everything will be fine after that. No, he had all these miracles and all these incidents and all these people to meet the Prophet. So for us to know with the details about this journey as we know it now, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عز أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So what the lessons and what we can get out of the Hijrah, the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's look at some issues here. One of them is the rivalry between right and wrong, between al-haq and al-batil. And for sure, al-haq, the right, going to be the victorious at the end. So that's regardless how long the wrong going to be victorious, but eventually the right will be will take over. So this is how 13 years in Mecca, torturing, killing, giving all kind of problems to the Muslims, but they did not give up. They strongly believed in Islam, and they sacrificed their life, their wealth, their money, their children, all everything, and they give up. Look at, for instance, Umm Salama and Abu Salama. Abu Salama left his wife and his child and immigrated. And later, Umm Salama, after 1 year, she kept on crying on the same spot when the disbelievers separated her from her husband, until somebody helped her to immigrate to her husband. And look at what Umar ibn Khattab, as we mentioned before, and his two companions, when the even Abu Jahl went all the way to Medina and tried to seduce and to bring back one of the companions, and he was his mother, he was a brother from his mother's side, and he told him that your mother not going to, is going to stay in the sun, in the heat, and she's not going even to comb her hair until you come back home, and she's sick. And they tried to convince him, and even they convinced him to come back for the sake of his mother, but Umar ibn Khattab gave him a camel to ride, and if he told him, if you feel any problem from them, just come back with this camel. And Abu Jahl seduced him again, and he told him, I want to ride with you because my camel is not ride well. So after that, they tightened him, they took him and put him in jail, until even after one time, he came back to Medina again. So with all this attempt from the disbelievers, still the Muslims, they never give up, and they kept on fighting back until they reach the Prophet in the which is now Medina, which is the capital of the Muslims at the time. So the when you look at the details that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared for immigration, so it had shown that he had everybody where he belonged. And even look at Abdullah ibn Abi Bakr, he was doing like the intelligence work. He was doing going back and forth between Mecca and between the south to tell the Prophet and Abu Bakr what happened in Mecca for the 3 nights, until he realized that looking for him slowed down, he moved out. He had also Asma bint Abi Bakr to have the food for the three nights. They prepared. And even they used non-Muslims at the time to guide them in the desert. They trusted some non-Muslims to guide them along the way, and he took them along the way for places that nobody knows until they reached Medina away from them. So when you look also at, so it's not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported the Prophet, no, he took the matters, he took the reasons for them to just not to just to say tawakkal Allah, but still do all the necessary things to succeed in what you do, and then believe in Allah that will make you successful after that. But do your best first to succeed in what you're doing. And even look at the roles of the women in the Hijrah. The role of the women shown several women like Asma bint Abi Bakr, Aisha bint Abi Bakr, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, who narrated this story for us, because all what we know now from Aisha. Aisha was the most scholarful woman in the history. When you know how many hadiths Aisha radiallahu anha narrated and what she contributed to Islam, you will know that Prophet Muhammad sallam told her about many of the hadiths and she narrated it back. And not only that, also how Asma hid the secrets of the Hijra itself. When Abu Jahl asked her, "Where is your father and where is the Muhammad?" She said, "She didn't know." And Abu Jahl hit her hard, and also the same way with Ali ibn Abi Talib. And even the disbelievers they rejected the Messenger of Islam, but they believed that Muhammad is truthful and he's honest, and they kept all like a bank. They did not believe in him, but still, if they have, they trusted him in the most precious items that he had. And this is the reason that Ali ibn Abu Talib stayed there in Mecca to give these items back to its owner after the Prophet migrated. And also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated, he whatever Abu Bakr even offered, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr that this is something that you're going to get paid for it back. This shaman. This means that he's not going to just take advantage of his companions or no. Whatever money Abu Bakr spent, he would know this is something that was spent on that cause and it's going to be given back. So even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Suraqah offered him to take along the way as many camels or sheep from him, from his cattle, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused. He did not take anything, just hide on us. That's all what he asked him. He told him, Suraqah realized he's the Prophet, and he just told him, hide on us. He did not want his money, he did not want his camels or sheep or anything. And Suraqah, first he was enemy, and after that he became a friend and protecting the Prophet and also hide on him along the way. When you look at how much happiness Abu Bakr was happy for him to join the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because and even he took all his money, 40,000 dinar that he took, and even left nothing to his children. And even look at Asma. Asma, what she did when her grandfather, he was blind, he came and he told her, here is your father, took all the money with him, because his father, the father of Abu Bakr, was not Muslim at the time. And no, Asma, she told him no. He left lots of money for us, and even she put some rocks in something, and he took his hand and said, look, all this money he left for us, and he kept all the Asma'na Aisha stayed all this time after the immigration of her father with hardship, but still he kept patient and all this. So this is shown that how strong, and Asma' and Aisha, and he was young, and Ali ibn Abi Talib was young, but still their strong belief in Islam made them to play a significant role in the success of the journey of al-Hijra. And even Buraid al-Aslami, and he was one of these people that he went out to like Suraqa to seek Prophet Muhammad to capture him and to take him to Quraysh for the sake of that 100 camels. But still, Abu Buraida al-Aslami, he became Muslim and joined the Islam along the way. Just because of the conversation between him and the Prophet, he turned from a disbeliever to a believer in the spot. Along the way also, Zubayr wa Talha, who was doing merchant and trade, they give the Prophet and Abu Bakr clothes. And they were very happy to meet him, to meet them along the way. So in the finally, when the Prophet and Abu Bakr reached the Medina, now everything was going gradually. When they reached the Medina, they went to Quba first. Quba, this is before the Medina, and the Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr stayed there for about 10 days. He established the Masjid of Quba, and that was the first masjid that was established there. And the Muslim from Medina, they started to come to him, and he asked the Muslims from Medina themselves to come and to meet the Prophet, and they came with their weapons to protect the Prophet. And here is the beginning of the receiving a leader. You can imagine that Medina is a city that has people was about to be coronated the king. This one of these hypocrites was about to be coronated as a king. And also keep in mind that the Jews were there in Medina, and they was losing their prestige and was losing their power when they had a newcomer, who was the new leader, going to take over. So all this was changing the face of the life in Medina from that moment on and on. So the Muslim came, and they came, and they joined the Prophet in their way to downtown in Medina, where it was the most prestigious, the most beautiful gathering, receiving in the history. In the history, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was received in Medina with happiness, and everybody was wearing the new clothes. It's like a feast, and it's a blessed day that the Prophet arrived to Medina, and they were looking for a future of the message of Islam, the oneness of Allah, going to spread from that point on without any fear, with support of everybody, no hiding, and the power of the Muslim started to formulate from that moment on, and the Quraysh lost their control on the Prophet, and even with all this ghazawat and all this fighting between the Prophet, but the Prophet was started to and his companion to move from weakness point of view to the strong point side, and even the Quraysh started to keep the Muslims in the a matter of to avoid their danger. So from now on, the Prophet and the Muslims, they're going to start playing a role that that the Islam is forward with no way to stop it. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. O Allah, do not let our heart deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant the mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measures. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer and of my descendants. Our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of majesty and honor, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companion. Praise to Allah, Lord of the creation. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وآخر الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي للصلاة.